This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. As anyone with even a passing familiarity with Us Magazine knows, it's award season. And last night's red carpet event, actually green carpet, took place last night in New York at the Westminster Dog Show. Cameras popped as the Best in Show title went to a German short-haired pointer named Carly. Actually, that's not the dog's real name. Her official name is, get ready, C.H. Canpoints V.J.K. Autumn Roses. Yeah. That's a typical name for a champion purebred. Where do these long names come from? Sounds like an explainer question. Here's Slate's Andy Bowers.
Dogs who compete at this level generally have both a formal name and a much shorter and simpler call name, like Carly. Some other top finishers at this year's Westminster Dog Show included a Pomeranian named C.H. Starfire's Wicked, Mean, and Nasty, and an otterhound named C.H. Centasia's Hostile Takeover. These multisyllabic tongue twisters are the formal names submitted to the American Kennel Club, with which every Westminster competitor must be registered. The names can be no longer than 25 characters, including apostrophes and spaces. An extended, slightly aristocratic-sounding name is a badge of honor among dog aficionados, a symbol that their canine is a cut above the common mutt. The names are also often intensely personal, referring to a dog's hygienic habits, a deceased loved one, or a favorite fictional character. The prefix CH is an abbreviation for champion, denoting that the dog in question has won at least two major show titles overseen by different judges. Every entrant at Westminster, the Olympics of the dog circuit, must be a champion. So congratulations to you, CH Canpoints VJK Autumn Roses. But from now on, I hope you won't mind if I just call you Carly.
And that explainer from Slate's Andy Bowers, no longer name, with Brendan Kerner.